From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Coastal residents in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico brace for the effects of fast-moving Hurricane Nate. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards.
As many of you may know, Hurricane Nate is gaining strength and is now expected to make landfall as a Category 2 storm. In addition to that, it is moving at an extremely fast rate, forward speed of 26 miles per hour, almost unheard of for a storm of this type.
Hurricane Nate has already killed at least 21 people in Central America. Tens of thousands took to the streets of Spain in pro-unity rallies. This as political tensions rise over calls for Catalonian independence. Spain's Prime Minister, Mariano Rajoy, has said he won't negotiate unless the push for independence is scrapped. Meanwhile, Catalonia's secessionist leader, Charles Puigdemont, has announced he will make an address to Catalonia's regional parliament on Tuesday. Puigdemont had planned to declare independence as early as Monday before Spain's constitutional court blocked that sitting of parliament. London police have ruled out terrorism as the motive behind a car incident Saturday that injured a number of pedestrians near the city's Natural History Museum. Police said earlier they were keeping an open mind about the incident after initially saying the incident was not being treated as an act of terrorism. A man was detained after British media reported a car had veered onto the pavement outside the museum, a popular tourist attraction in the South Kensington area of West London. He's not been charged. 11 people were hurt, 9 of whom were hospitalized, according to the London Ambulance Service. This is VOA News. Turkey said that it had, and Syria rebel groups, Turkey said that it and Syrian rebel groups it backs are starting a military operation in Syria's Idlib. Marissa Melton has the details.
It's where a jihadist alliance is blocking efforts to impose a truce between insurgents and the Syrian government. Idlib and surrounding areas of northwest Syria are among the largest bastions for rebel groups fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, but have increasingly fallen under the sway of jihadist insurgent factions. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said the operation, part of a de-escalation deal agreed between Turkey, Iran, and Russia, will involve Syrian rebel groups crossing into Idlib, supported by Turkish soldiers from inside Turkey's borders. Russia is backing the operation from the air. Much of Idlib is controlled by the jihadist Tahrir al-Sham alliance, spearheaded by a former al-Qaeda affiliate that changed its name last year from the Nusra Front. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Bangladesh's prime minister said her government would continue to support nearly 1 million Rohingya Muslims who have fled neighboring Myanmar to escape violence. Maya Bush has the details.
Sheikh Hasina said the government was pursuing a plan to build temporary shelters for the Rohingya on an island with the help of international aid agencies, whom she praised for their support. She made the statement at Dhaka Airport on her return from New York after attending the UN General Assembly session.
The UN has described the violence in Myanmar as ethnic cleansing. Hasina accused Myanmar of creating tensions on the border, but said she has asked the country's security forces to deal with the crisis very carefully. Vice President Michael Pence visited Las Vegas Saturday to express solidarity with the residents and visitors shaken by last Sunday's mass shooting during a country music concert that left 58 people dead. Accompanied by his wife, Karen, Mr. Pence addressed a crowd gathered in honor of the victims of the shooting, the deadliest such event in modern U.S. history.
In America, we mourn with those who mourn. We grieve with those who grieve. And I stand before you today on behalf of my family and every family in America to say we are with you. Today, we are all Vegas strong.
Investigators have found that Paddock, the shooter, planned his attack meticulously, choosing very carefully his hotel room and modifying a dozen guns to enable them to fire rapidly. In recent days, experts have also found that Mr. Paddock had booked several hotel rooms overlooking other big outdoor concerts. From Studio 24 in Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.